Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Thursday, the day we try to apply to our lives what we've been exploring this week, which has to do with our lifestyles and how, if we're trying to be a community of people following Jesus together, that impacts how we live and how we make choices and priorities in this life. We've talked in general about the idea that following Jesus impacts some areas of our lives. We talked about it impacts our ideas of sex and marriage and possessions and money and our careers. And we could list off all these things. And it can be a little confusing and a little bewildering to think, you know, how do I ever figure out what God's will or God's rule or this or that would be for any particular area of life? And sometimes we go looking for black and white rules when I think what the Bible gives us is a mixture. Gives us some black and white rules, but it also gives us principles that we can apply to any area of life. So when we do encounter some complex question in life that we've never considered before, that simply didn't exist in Jesus's day or throughout the Bible, we can find some principles to apply to that. So I'm not going to list off some rules here, but I'm going to encourage you to explore, as a basic principle, the Ten Commandments. Maybe you've heard of them before, either from the movie that's on TV every Easter, or maybe you've read them before, but we've attached a video to today's content that kind of goes through the Ten Commandments in kind of an interesting and playful way. You'll be able to see what those Ten Commandments are in the Bible. Now, before we do that, I want to remind you of the proper place of the commandments and laws in our faith. Because it can be really easy when we have this discussion to put it as the number one. But remember that grace diagram I drew a couple days ago. Number one, God loves and accepts us unconditionally. Number two, He wants to be part of our lives and to transform our lives by adopting us into His family. And now that we're part of the family, part of the household, it's time to play by the house rules. These are the house rules. And the Ten Commandments were very much given to the Jewish people, the Israelites, in that way. The Jewish people, the Israelites, had been slaves in Egypt for many, many, many years and had long lost a sense of identity as a particular people or nation. And God led them out of Egypt, saved them, brought them through the Red Sea, parting the sea and then closing it up behind them so they could cross it in safety and get away from the Egyptian army. And brought them into the desert where He prepared them to be a nation, a people. And that's when He laid out the Ten Commandments and a number of other laws and laid out how they could be, how they could live as God's people. It's important to notice that was number four in our diagram, right? God loved His people of Israel, gave them safety, protected them, adopted them as His people on earth, His nation. And then He tells them, here's the way to live as my people. It's not that God said, if you want to get saved from the Egyptian oppressors, you need to follow these rules. That's often how we think of the Ten Commandments, though. They can be applied that way, where people forget that God's love comes first. And this is a way to respond to God's love. And so if you meet somebody who doesn't know about God's love, talk about that first. Talk about how He loves them, wants to be part of their life, help them explore that and accept that. And then we can talk about how one actually lives as a follower of Jesus. That's important. Remember the order. The Ten Commandments answer the question of how can I live in thanksgiving for what God has done for me? How can I live in a way that tells others that God is a God of grace? How can I live with grace as a child of God, who gave me a gift of grace in His Son, Jesus, coming and dying for our sin, to give us new life, new birth again. That needs to get applied to all different situations in life, but the Ten Commandments, when you explore them in that video, can really be distilled down to two sections, which will sound very familiar to you if you followed our Won't You Be My Neighbor challenge series. The commandments can be split up into some commandments about our relationship with God, how to love God, and some commandments about how to love our neighbor. When Jesus was asked what the most important commandment was, He said, love God and love neighbor. And so it makes sense that the Ten Commandments are kind of an elaboration on what God considers to be most important for us. the other laws in the Bible, the specific ones that are given throughout the Old Testament or by Jesus or by the early leaders of the church who were trying to apply Jesus' teaching to life. These are all elaborations on those two basic concepts as well, of how do we love God best, how do we love our neighbors best. So to live a lifestyle of grace is to say, how can I love God the most and how can I love my neighbor the most? How can I give the gifts that they don't deserve? How can I give the forgiveness they don't deserve? How can I give the love even if they don't deserve it? We can see loving God specifically in the commandments when it urges God's people to love God first and not to start to idolize and worship statues and other kinds of idols. They're urged to love God first and only, to only put their faith and trust in Him, not to pray to other gods for rain or food or whatever it might be. We can see it in the Ten Commandments when the Israelites are urged to remember they're not just about economic activity. They're to take a day off every week. There are a number of other ways as well, but you can also see how they're urged to love their neighbor by preserving a family structure, by not stealing, by not murdering. Look at this all in detail in the other video, but you can see the ways there that grace is behind all of these things. How best can you thank God for your life? By not taking the lies of others, by speaking the truth. One really interesting commandment to look at is the one that kind of stands alone and talks about contentment. It says not to covet the things that other people have. And that one is really interesting because it speaks really to our hearts. It's not just a don't do this, don't do that kind of law, but it actually says something about our hearts. It says to simply be happy and content with what we have. That's one of the most grace-filled things you can do, is to want the best for somebody else, even when it's better than what you have. All these commandments are about living a lifestyle of grace, thanking God for the grace He's shown by living in His way, and by showing His grace to others as you live in that way. So whatever situations you find yourself in today or this week, my challenge for you is to find ways to live with grace. Think of somebody you encounter today at work or at home or in between. How can you show grace to them? How can you give them a gift they don't deserve? What can you forgive them of, even if they don't deserve it? How can you extend to them the grace that God extended to all of us? That's my challenge. Show some grace today. I'd love to hear how it goes. Please get in touch with me if you try this out. I'd love to hear the story. Also want to remind you, we're reading the Bible in sync. So read today's Bible reading in our app or website. And make sure you complete our worship survey as we try to learn what's going to help our community best connect with God. Have a great time living out grace in your life and sharing that story with your group or with me. And I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect about this. Bye for now.